welcome back, and we have Tim Alexander here. I had to run yesterday, so Tim handled the show totally. There's a lot of issues that are going on, Tim. What are the key ones that you covered yesterday we can expand today? Janet Yellen, the Fed chairwoman, was talking to Congress yesterday. She also, over the last year, there's been a number of discussions to, number one, have negative interest rates, and also the Fed coin, which is a cryptocurrency. They want to copy the cryptocurrencies. Now, believe it or not, worldwide, there's over 100 cryptocurrencies. So some of them are partially backed by gold that people talk about. Most of them are, you know, all kinds of different formulas. Some have collapsed because of internal hacking. I call the hacktivists have destroyed them. If the Fed literally moves into a cryptocurrency, literally 90% of the world currency is in Fed Reserve notes. Two-thirds of it is not even printed. So they'll move completely to the idea of a cashless system, which sure smells, tastes, and looks like the coming mark of the beast. And if the Fed Reserve system
they
funded...
they wouldn't do that.
Oh, they're damn well
you're
going to do that.
You're a conspiracy theorist. They're good people.
Tim, you know you're a historian, and you're a comedian, too. But here's the issue. The fact is that when it smells like a skunk, walks like a skunk, and it's got a white stripe down its back, you better run. It's a skunk. And this smells and looks like a skunk, and it's bad.
And you mean you don't want to pick it up and say, oh, aren't you a cute little kitty cat?
Yeah, right. And well, what I see happening is we have a policy, for example, with Hillary and with Obama and with George Bush and with Bill Clinton previously to engage in conflict with Russia rather than work on the Silk Trail. We talked about that in the Hour One. To not deal with ISIS, for example, I saw the picture you have here. U.S. job shows ISIS laughing and their trucks moving along. Russian job, and it shows all the trucks burnt out and there's nobody alive.
Yeah.
The fact is that we're playing this game of supporting. In fact, I want to tell you this story because I want to get your feedback. I met when I was up in Portland, I happened to have this amazing meeting with a Kurdish gentleman from Iran who actually told me about a video with a CIA officer that actually publicly stated in Iran that he actually was involved and they were supporting the transfer on getting the Shah of Iran out of Iran because the CIA said it's time to go to the Shah, and he said he's their man, so they said, yeah, I'll do it, and they were going to transfer him to the States and give him lots of money, and they said, we need to Islamify Iran. So what they did is they brought in the Ayatollah, who actually made a written contract deal with the CIA, and they supported even copying his tapes to make sure there was millions of people in the airport in Tehran when he arrived, and then the Ayatollah said, well, I want the Shah so I can execute him here publicly. No, we haven't made a deal with him. We make a deal, we don't break it. So he said, well, we'll allow you to do hostage crisis. So the hostage crisis came out of the CIA and the Ayatollah making the deal. And then they finally...
I would not be surprised at that. The late Shah said that there were only seven people responsible at the highest level for
So the CIA actually made a deal, and this was a compromise. And the current state of Iran, which is, by the way, he said, and this is a statement by this gentleman, he said that in the time before the 1979 disaster, where they brought in the Ayatollah Khomeini, Iran was not really, quote, it was more like a secular company, the country. They had wanted American CDs and music. They had strip bars and they had...
When I was in grad school, I had Iranian friends and
they looked just like Americans. And in fact, in many ways, what he said was they're 20 to 25 years more advanced than other parts of Europe. And people go to Iran for vacation. And the CIA could see their growing power because the greatest gas producer in the world at that time and the number two oil producer on the planet at the time was Iran. And they didn't want Iran. This is why they removed Mossadegh and put in the Shah, because he wanted more from the British Petroleum Company to set up a petrochemical industry and a plastics plant and other things to expand it. And then the British said, no way, man, we're not letting you have a separate industry. So all of this was done because... remember now, the CIA and the NSA, their primary job is control of international finance, and they are industrial espionage experts and change agents to actually remove people from power.
They don't work for the American people. They work for globalists.
And so does Hillary. I mean, this piece of garbage that's called a human being, this is a disgrace that she's even running. I mean, it is disgusting.
I'm not totally sure she's human, but
let me tell you. And I've said this before, but it shocks people because even among Christians, they don't want to believe that anybody has spiritual giftings that they don't have. I have what's called second sight, and this woman is demonically possessed. Without getting into all the ugly details I've said before, you need to understand we're not just dealing with a normal person. They are a person of clay and iron. She is literally avatared by demonic beings because this woman and her family are high-level witches and warlocks for many hundreds of years, the Rodhams, going back to England in the, quote, the old world. So people should start to understand we're not dealing with a normal human being that has normal motives. We're dealing with someone who's malevolently evil, and it's not human. Not human, okay? Because even greed, when even greed wouldn't do what she's doing. She's doing this because, like, for example, her comment was the death of Saddam Hussein. Muammar Gaddafi, who got a steel rod shoved up on the side of him in the back of a truck, impaled on it. We came, we saw, he died. That's a play on the...
She cackled.
And listen to this. This is a play on the... Because I studied Latin years ago and I could speak Latin. Is Veni, Vidi, Vici. Which is, we came, we saw, we conquered. And anybody who studied some Latin would use that little statement, do a little twist on it, a satanic twist, and say, we came, we saw, he died. And cackle. And think, oh my gosh. We're dealing with a dangerous person, and we just deal with our foreign policy with Russia, which wants this arc of chaos. This is really, really, really crazy. And I'm going to say the statement again.
Very dangerous.
For all those idiots out there, I want people to know, I am praying against you, and I'm praying for your repentance. If you even consider voting for Hillary, I'm praying against you. I'm praying for repentance or judgment on you. Let me finish. I'm praying for judgment on you or repentance. If you do not turn, I'm praying for the full force of God's judgment on you if you vote for this monster. Because if she gets in power, she will guarantee economic chaos, terrorism on American soil, and a bipartisan bill that will take away all our gun rights, and we'll have a real mess. And then they'll cow the population to the point where when they have a cashless system, we'll be forced to take a biometric mark of the beast to go into a stadium, a shopping center, or to go into a federal building. And then the same monster will vastly reduce human population, make certain with the carbon credits and the other garbage they want to shove in, that we basically are subsistence human beings shoved into giant super cities like this Resilient Cities Project that has been met many times with Obama. And people think, no, they don't plan on doing this. This monster, we're not going to call her a woman, this monster that's working not just for the global cabal and corporations, but for Satan himself, is so malevolent. If anybody even considers, after they study the corruption this woman has done and Bill Clinton has done over the last 2.5 decades, 3 decades, you are under judgment. And I'm going to tell you, this is not a minor thing. I am so enraged that people think that it's a reasonable thing to even think and consider voting for her. It makes me disgusted. I remember the comment by Moses said, you know, that when God was talking to him, and he said, you know, God said, I repent of making mankind for what I see upon the face of the earth. And Moses said, well, blot my name from the book of life, God, and save this people. He said, I shall not blot your name, but I can make the stones of the desert rise and become my people. That's what he said to Moses. Now, people have to understand, this woman is the signature of Satan to say, I want to kill most of mankind, and I want to destroy America. And I guarantee you, if America goes down the toilet with this monster Hillary Clinton, it's the end of the United States, and it's the end of most of humanity. They're going to die in a horrifying confluence of disasters. She is so damned evil, it's disgusting.
I can't disagree with that. I have a friend that is very liberal, and he doesn't like Trump, and I said, what the hell are you going to do? Vote for Hillary? Well, I don't know. I said,
you know, you got to hit me. Tim, you're too nice, okay? Take a word from Dr. Bill Deagle. The only emotion to me that's not acceptable is apathy. If I can't convince you that you need to repent, I can convince you to hate my guts. But while you see things unfold, at some future date, you're going to say, I'm glad he told me this, but it's too damn late, and now we're lined up for the chip, or God knows what they're going to do to us. So you need to start getting a reality check out there, and if you think you're smarter about if any of us, the experts we bring on from Joel Skousen to everybody else, for example, our latest letter from Joel Skousen, he's recanting, repeating about all the stuff that's happened about CIA and FBI and Department of Injustice, and this maniac, that's the head of the Department of Justice, that says, how we meet Muslims is love. Firstly, we talked about this with Matthew in the first hour and a half on Monday, hour one and hour two. the reason why there's terrorism, number one, if we tolerate it and we allow these people and we know who they are. Number two, we indiscriminately bomb their countries into the last dimension and destroy their infrastructure and kill innocents. And for every person we put on a watch list that's a so-called a terrorist, we kill 200 people that are totally innocent. And then we go back and have a second strike to kill the EMTs that are trying to save them. And we wonder why.
Well, we do that for a reason, you know. We do that because we want the terrorism. And going back to Iran, was what we were talking about earlier. The purpose of breaking down the reasonable non-Muslim extremist government in Iran under the Shah wasn't because we didn't like him. It was because of the trend line. They were establishing a trend line leading to the Third World War. Goes right back to Albert Pike, the top Satanist in America at the time, when he wrote Before the First World War, an outline for three global wars to establish the demonic New World Order. He described what was going to happen in World War One with incredible precision, same way with World War Two. World War Three said there will be a clash between the Mujahideens, which is what they call the Muslims, and the Muslims and the Christians. And that is what you have to get the extremists in power, which is what they did when they got rid of the Shah. They said the Shah's secret service was so brutal. Actually, they weren't brutal enough because they should have slit the throats of a lot of the mullahs. Why were the mullahs allowed? Why was the Ayatollah allowed in France to make all these recordings that were smuggled into Iran?
CIA.
Why? Because the hidden powers, going all the way back to the Rothschild-headed global banking cartel and the Zionists, they wanted this because they want this clash of civilizations. They don't want sane, rational people.
No, they're putting divisions now on the Russian border, with the largest accumulation of troops now being permanently placed there by Europe and now even Canada, an entire division. They're setting up the scenario as the largest accumulation of troops since 1941, before the Operation Barbarossa.
Let me tell you, the total numbers of troops are far insignificant when it comes to actually whipping Russia on the ground. Russia can move entire armies internally around, and they demonstrate this two or three times.
Oh yeah, but the fact is, we can't
beat them on the ground. No way. We can't. It would take a year, and we don't really have the equipment, the infrastructure to do it. It would take a year if we somehow had the infrastructure to build up an invasion force, and it would still whip us. If you don't believe that, we'll summon up dear old Adolf Hitler or dear old Napoleon, and they can explain what it means to go into Russia 1,000 miles and try to take them on their own turf. Right. It'd be like trying to take us on our own turf. There'd be Americans sticking a rifle up every time you turn around.
But now, I've talked to broadcasters that still think that Sandy Hook, and by the way, Joel Skousen went over this very carefully, Sandy Hook was closed for at least a year before. It was only a storage place. It was full of asbestos. It was sick. They'd moved the children to other schools nearby. People need to know.
Has
Sandy
anybody
Hook
ever seen a picture of anybody that was actually shot there?
No. Now, you have to understand,
there were no ambulances that arrived there?
Right. They also need to understand that when they had this shooting by this guy, Mateen, they've been following this guy on a watch list for 3 years. And this is, by the way, a procedure they could easily upgrade. If anybody comes in wanting level 3 body armor or large amounts of ammunition, there immediately should be a report that goes to the FBI, and the FBI shouldn't just say, "Oh, that's an interesting little blip," and then just kind of go back and have coffee.
The guy did that. They did nothing about it.
Listen,
because he was one of.
And not only that, the Obama administration.
These guys, they put a handler on them, they feed them.
But not only that, they also
totally scramble their brains. Same thing happened in England where they killed Joe Cox to derail the Brit exit vote, which I think is not going to work, I pray.
Right, but here's the other problem. They scrubbed the data, Tim. They scrubbed it. What Obama administration did when he came in power, even the data being accumulated by the FBI on Muslims, was scrubbed to remove all Muslim references. And the statement by Loretta Lynch, this idiot that's called our attorney general, this idiot, and she really is dangerous. I mean, she's threatened broadcasters like me, and I say to her, bring it on, bitch. If you think you're going to cow America by taking us out, and if you do take us out physically or cut us off the air, let me tell you, you'll get our guns back, but it'll be a bullet at a time. There'll be a hot revolution, and it'll be really hot. You won't be able to stop it. 94 million armed Americans with 23 million veterans and 360 million guns with billions of bullets. I don't care if you got drones, anti-aircraft guns, and other things. You cannot take us on. You can't. And the fact is, if they think they're going to take us on, I can tell you they're the only nation on earth that will never surrender guns. By the way, Canada's the second. Canada did not surrender their guns, and they had to get rid of their so-called domestic security registration bill. And that was the idiot conservatives that tried that bullshit. Excuse my English. The fact is, we have a situation now where that all the Western nations, that includes Europe, are trying to push this, and the Brexit is the next. And I'm not sure whether they want Brexit to collapse Europe to a super state, or whether they want to up the ante to get even more control by the British banks over the Europeans. Because they're now in a state now where it's even worse.
Look, all the establishment in the United Kingdom and all the bought and paid for political whores in the United Kingdom are screaming, don't leave, stay in the EU. It's the people that are outside of the box that are saying, we need to get out of this. This makes no sense. You know, you don't know who makes the laws. There are faceless bureaucrats. The EU Parliament does not make laws. It's a joke. It's a debating society.
I had a contact a few years ago in Ireland. He said 79% of the laws that affect the citizens of Ireland or Britain or Scotland or Wales every day, 79% of the laws and regulations are by bureaucrats. They don't even go to a public meeting or have discussions. They just decide to pass a regulation. That's it.
I've heard 68%, but what other?
It's close.
It's way over the top in terms of half, and you cannot basically appeal them.
Oh, no. These bureaucrats, they make a rule change, and that's it. It's like, well, so it trumps even so-called local politics. Your local politicians mean nothing. They have no effect, no power, and the regulations always trump whatever they're going to do. And this is pan-European.
Well, I studied the European Constitution and how it worked over 40 years ago, and it blew me away. I thought, why would they put up with this? Well, this was pushed through by the Rothschild-held global banking cartel. Look, right now, Norway, which, by the way, has a flood of North African and Arab military-age men that are raping their women right and left, and Norwegians are just screaming at it. Norway now says, one of the latest things, they're thinking about sending troops to fight ISIS in Syria. Now, all these troops that are going into Syria, the Germans have commandos there, the British, the French, Americans, and now Norway and a few other countries are over there. Okay, well, you got to take a great big grain of salt, because who created ISIS? Who controls ISIS? The United States and Israel. And it's based in Turkey. It's funded by the United States and Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
But I can't believe the nerve of puppets like Obama coming on and trying to cross his legs and look cool, talk really slow, and have that kind of dull, kind of like, I'm really on dope kind of look. I'm thinking, I'm really doped out here when I'm talking to you in NBC News or whatever. I'm completely spaced out, but I'll try to talk to you like, you know, I'm really in control and I really care about you. He doesn't even show any emotions. Like when the thing happened in Orlando, it's like, can you muster actually a human emotion here, Obama? Can you muster upset that seems real? Do you seem to care or be concerned or have an action plan that's going to work? Are you out of your freaking mind?
His soul and his consciousness has been seriously fractured.
Oh, my gosh. He's got a little demon inside there steering his body.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Welcome back. So let's look at some of the stories you have here. Breaking. Tomorrow is Brexit. Right now we have Russia's losing patience over Syria. In fact, that's the reason why the Russians released all this data through WikiLeaks about the Clinton servers. But that's not just the only thing. There's public issues like the management of the situation in Benghazi, the management of the killing fields, and then withdrawing from Libya. All of these things, the corruption, the amount of funds that have been received from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Arab Emirates, all these Arab countries that abuse women, kill gays. Again, remember, Trump came out, and this is interesting, both Zuckerberg of Facebook and Twitter actually are taking down specifically, we call Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts that actually promote the idea that maybe Trump is defending gays and lesbians and transsexuals, and that he doesn't want them killed. Now, Hillary, by her actual behavior, not the damn words she says, could care less because she supports nations and takes their money that literally allows statutory rape as part of their religion in Saudi Arabia and kills gays before Friday morning prayers. So if you care about Americans, whatever their sexual orientation or their particular proclivities, even if they're weird, they deserve to have a life. And this idea that Trump says to Caitlyn Jenner, you can come to the Trump Towers and use whatever bathroom you want. And what I would say is just close the door and don't take pictures, okay? Beyond that, who cares? These are minor, we call, issues when you got a government where Hillary Clinton is selling us out to a fracking to destroy the water table. Hillary Clinton is selling us out to increase by 540% refugees, when if they spent the same money, they could rebuild all these countries that are being destroyed on purpose. And
if we took the $3 trillion
bring up primary water, because the drought is what's driving a lot of this over the last 20 years. The drought is a major factor.
If we took the $3 trillion that we threw away in Afghanistan and spent it on the United States. My Lord, would we be in a renaissance today?
Not only that, what if we spent some of that on rebuilding these countries that we're purposely destroying? Remember, we have climate modification technology, and we don't want to face the fact, and I talked to Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute, and I'll be bringing on scientists from Northwestern University. We know that Muammar Gaddafi was bringing up primary water. We have actually have a link on my website, NutriMedical, that shows that 75% of the new water in Libya was primary water, 2,400 to 1,400 feet down, and it was British drilling company, and Paul Power here from Eureka, California, was managing it, and that water that was being brought in there is a miracle. It's called oasis water. It's clean. It's nascent, which means there's no tritium or deuterium. It is not radioactive. People don't understand this. They don't understand that the resource shortage, which is actually being artificially created, whether it's, you know, there's a peak oil garbage, which is the stuff they brought in the 90s. Or now, carbon dioxide's killing, so the human beings, too many human beings and too many animals that pass gas are killing the planet, which is a pile of garbage.
Right.
So, and they were doing an experiment in Ireland where they're trying to get animals fed fat so that they wouldn't produce enough farts, you know? I don't like getting slapped intellectually in the face by morons who send a flaunt their credentials and say, well, I really don't know, and they do know. No, you're a lying piece of human garbage, and you're trying to kill the population of Earth and reduce us.
Let's put things in a perspective here. Sometimes really bad things have long or midterm consequences.
Right.
Now, 6 years ago, you and I and Dr. Zangari and John Moore, we said that the British Petroleum oil disaster, which, by the way, was not an accident. They knew they could not drill there. They had known that for decades. And a month before it all blew up, which they knew it was going to, the insiders at the very highest level of British Petroleum sold their stock. Now, rather than bring in the seagoing super skimmers to get rid of the oil on the top of the Gulf, Obama allowed British Petroleum to put millions of gallons of Corex at the sea.
And by the way, all the other branches of the U.S. military and government do not use Corex. They use non-dispersant agents that have no toxins in them. Do you know that? The British Petroleum, by the way, which makes Corex, has an associated control of the company that makes the Corex 9500. That's a genotoxin and a spermotoxin. This is horrendous. I mean, if you have, you know, shrimp with no eyeballs.
Well, anyway, before we're going to break, that disrupted the thermal highline circulatory system, which acted as a steering agent for the
pacemaker for the
jet stream, and that is why weather patterns all over for the last 6 years have been.
That's why we had the heat wave a few days ago when I was up in Portland. It had 100 degrees here in Vista at 1,200 feet.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back with Tim Alexander. Tim, you know, let's look at the grand parade of what's going on. We've got resource, you know, apparent resource shortening. Food supplies are going to drop off this year because of climate change, which they're amplifying. We have Hiraj, which is migration, which is being forced by climate change and by apocalyptic theology. As I mentioned earlier with my Kurdish friend, the CIA fostered and brought in the Ayatollah Khomeini and their mullahs as a replacement for the Shah because they want to Islamify Iran. They're creating the dialectic of chaos, and the Muslim, if you want to call it activated terrorism, is one of their deals. They actually bring it and foster it. Now, so we see that basically we're being used as chess pieces on a very dangerous world board, and they want to bring in and have multi-site disasters in America before probably Obama leaves. And they're pushing right now for bills to control and get rid of guns. And guns don't kill people. Just like if cars kill people, why do people have cars? I think 40,000 people a year either die or get permanently injured in cars in America. We'll get rid of cars then. And people can walk everywhere they go. How's that?
Well, how about knives?
Well, then you won't be able to cut anything.
Your teeth,
exactly.
We're going to get rid of knives. You know, you can't cut up your food.
You ever heard of a chopstick revolution? That's why they get rid of knives in China 2,000 years ago. People need to start grasping it. They want to get rid of guns because they want to do something so bad to you that you having a gun of any type is a bad thing for the people who want to really hurt you.
Yeah. And there are two things that have been going on for roughly 5, 6, 7 years now. One is Fukushima. The other is the climatic change caused by the BP oil disaster. The mainstream media will not touch either one of them. it's like they didn't happen. Or, oh,
well,
yeah,
they won't even. I don't even get abuse. I mean, when I even hear experts like Michio Kaku, who's a physicist, how come these people won't respond when there's supposedly 40,000 scientists that already agreed, according to Michio, that know about Fukushima, that don't provide any technical solutions when I provide comprehensive technical solution to the... Provide a technical solution to the problem. They won't even give me the technical abuse to say scientifically and logically that what I'm preparing and proposing not only for the site, but also releasing information that that reactor number 3 was a MOX reactor creating plutonium detonators for nuclear weapons, which the Japanese supposedly shouldn't have and don't have, but I guarantee our nuclear industry and our CIA are making damn sure they do.
Well, it's worse than that, because we know for a fact, the scientific evidence is very clear, that the supposed earthquake that caused the tsunami, that caused all the problems at Fukushima, was not an earthquake. The Q waves clearly were not there.
Well, they're an earthquake zone, you're right.
It wasn't an earthquake.
I know, but they're in an earthquake zone, so it's plausible deniability is what I'm saying. In other words, and it occurred
who did it, but...
I know who did it, because there was a warning a year or so before the Fukushima disaster where they actually cracked a reactor containment area, and a reactor in the southern, in the middle island of Japan, right under the reactor, and they had to evacuate 75,000 people because they lost containment. And it was within 48 hours, there was a discussion with the Rospital bankers and the Japanese, and they weren't agreeing to a term, and they said, well, we're going to prove to you, you better cooperate. And they actually hit him with an earthquake, or the powers that be, the bankers, hit him with an earthquake and a cracked reactor core. So if you don't think that they can do Fukushima, you're an idiot. They've started doing this work
in the 1940s. They did it, and it is a continuing event.
Right, well, even the earthquake.
Life, not only aquatic life in the Pacific, but us.
Now, Tim,
readings, background radiation readings, 100 times normal, 200 times normal, sometimes even 300 times normal, across the United States and Canada.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I validate that.
What the hell does that, affect
I'm not sure about that validation of the 100 times 200. The guy that was putting that out, I asked him to come on the show and provide me the source of their data on veterans today. And guess what, he didn't. So I'm not going to say that, but I can tell you my own radiation detector is still showing waves of radiation coming in from Fukushima because San Onofre is gone. What I've got to say, though, is that the earthquake off of west of Mexico City out in the ocean, which occurred just a week or so before the earthquake that struck here locally, was 75 miles away, that gives us a 5.2 in it. I was up working at 1:06 in the morning, and our house is a 5,000-square-foot house surrounded by another 6,000-square-foot pad, and it was being like on a rubber mat bouncing around. It was freaking unreal how loud, how noisy, and how scary that earthquake was. That was a big damned earthquake. Okay? And that earthquake zone in 1840 triggered off San Andreas fault line, and that killed 40 people in the mission here when there was almost nobody here. If that kind of earthquake happens now with our overpasses and power lines and so on, there'd be probably 500,000 people killed right off the bat in the first few minutes. All the tall buildings and everything would fall down. There'd be no power lines, and there'd be fires everywhere. It would be nuts. The gas lines would be burst everywhere.
You know, they've known in California that they are on a terrible multiple earthquake fault lines, and they have not, at least the Japanese, now not, you can't build a reactor safe enough, particularly when you have a tidal wave. But the point is that at least their buildings are built earthquake, fairly earthquake-proof. They're skyscrapers. They haven't done that in the United States, including in California. Why? Well, you know, it's
buddy,
not
man,
important.
But it's priorities. They want a certain level of death and destruction. They want climate refugees.
Wall Street is a giant vacuum cleaner sucking money out of America.
Right. But I mentioned this before. I mentioned this before. I have the knowledge and the technology that can be used like noise-canceling headphones to stop what's called harmonic telluric currents to actually trigger microquakes daily, so you never feel them, but you wouldn't get a macroquake every 300 years or 200 years or 50 years. The problem is we don't release the energy, so as a result, we have a massive superquake. And if you release the energy in a controlled fashion, you don't, because the rocks slip past each other. So we don't do that, and we can do it very easily, but they don't. And they don't want to do it because they want a certain level of destruction. So when people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't do this, I'm thinking, you know what? You know the harmonic frequency of every tectonic plate. You put noise-canceling headphones and trigger off microquakes, which you can actually measure. And you can make sure it doesn't turn off or trigger a macroquake. And guess what? It releases the energy. It releases the energy slowly over years and centuries, so you don't end up with a superquake that destroys a large city like Los Angeles.
As Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, think energy, frequency, vibration.
Exactly. Everything, including the strength of the universe, is based on that.
And in the climate change, the high temperatures people in the western part of the United States and Canada are facing, and the cold temperatures people in Australia, South America.
I got an email from my lady in Australia, Margaret, and she lives in, she said they've never seen weather like this before. It's at least 30 degrees or so below normal.
On your show, Jeff DeValle, he just got back from Argentina, took a vacation, and it was considerably colder than normal down there. And it's their winter now, you know, but it was 10 to 20 degrees consistently colder. What's happening is exactly what we said was going to happen 6 years ago. The thermal highline circulatory system knowledge of the experts, they've had this knowledge for decades. They know that it is the methodology that the planet moves heat around the Atlantic basin from the Arctic to the Antarctic. They also know that that warm river of water in the cold North Atlantic, and you can see, I've seen photos, how it affects the atmosphere above it. And that acts as a steering mechanism for the atmospheric jet stream, okay?
Right.
And because that river of warm water is not near as warm as it used to be, and now you've got two big cold spots, kind of northeast off Labrador and Newfoundland, that is affecting the jet stream, and that affects the weather all over, not just the Atlantic basin, but all over the world.
Tim, let me read this from the 20th, which is just a couple days ago. I found this article on, it just talks about this, visitnews.com for the latest news sports. So it's freezing air and windy at the moment. Dark gray clouds, if not from Katoomba or Lithgow, mentioned in the article. It talks about the environmentalist cold fronts that deliver hail and snow to large parts of Australia as the first winter cold snap hits, news story. So I can actually paste a link up to this. I got my nurse in Australia called Margaret in Australia, and she's always sending me reports about what's really going on down there geopolitically, guns and everything. Cold fronts to deliver hail and snow to large parts of Australia. Hail and snow? I don't think they're typical. And if you look at the people there, I'm thinking, this is nuts. I mean, this is not normal weather. This is like northern Canadian weather appearing in a place that never sees this kind of stuff, except if you're up in the mountains, because there's mountainous areas where you can ski in Australia. But we're looking at weather that's catastrophic. And again, this kind of weather is going to induce famine worldwide. It's going to induce massive migrations of population. They're going to be what we call climate refugees. We're going to have increased levels of earthquake and geotectonics because of, it's not those, just those things you mentioned about Macondo and the jet stream. It's also the lack of using weather modification technology to protect us, but it's also gravity waves from deep space and return of Nemesis, the dwarf star. And on top of that, we're triggering earthquakes. According to Jim McCanny, our astrophysicist, I just talked to him in the last few days, and the earthquake off of Mexico was triggered as a nuclear explosion that actually created it. So the earthquake off of Mexico...
Most recent?
The one that just happened last week. That was triggered off by a nuclear explosion.
So the Q-waves...
More than that, they found actually the radiation release to the local people. There was actually radiation illness. And he was actually in the area when the thing happened, so he actually knows for fact.
Wow. Wow.
Not good, hey?
Any theories?
Is he training in... Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. This particular fault line called the San Jacinto runs all the way up from the Baja California Range past the 75 miles, and it misses the San Andreas by 25 miles, but it's so big... This fault line runs all the way from South America, Central and South America, that it triggers off to San Andreas and runs all the way through California and heads out through San Francisco Bay out toward the Cascadia subduction zone. So this is a chain of earthquakes and volcanoes that go all the way north to the Alaskan islands.
So maybe somebody's sending a message to the American establishment at the highest levels?
Well, I think it also might be a message from God saying, you know what, America... You're apostate. You're going to get judgment now. Things are bad. Things are going to happen. You have not repented. I'm not going to even going to inspire you to prepare for a physical disaster, even though I'm not going to stop the disaster.
Is America the horror of Babylon?
Absolutely. And the problem is, I'm not saying that America should be destroyed. It should repent. Because I think God will at least, at very least, give us methods and technology to try to obviate or reduce the danger and the disaster. But I can tell you the way we're not preparing for our cities. We're not doing domestic security protection against any domestic or other problem like EMP.
If we're hit with bioterrorism by a major power, for instance, or even Iran, who inherited most of the bioterrorism program from the Soviets,
I can visit an abattoir.
Yeah, it would wipe us out.
Tim, I can go to a cow paddy with a shovel and a truck for $50 or less, with a big pail and a few truckloads of cow manure, and I can go to an abattoir and get a couple of 50-gallon jugs of blood. And I can weaponize that with fabric softener. I know how to do it. Weaponize anthrax. And I can put these little sprayer drones all over the place and just spray them. I also know how to take biological, normal bacteria and so on and weaponize the hell out of them. Easy as easy sneezy. I can do it in my garage.
But
when
you know
say
what?
You need to have a power to do it.
Bio-war. The real scary stuff is when they do recombinant DNA genetic engineering.
You don't even need to do that, Tim. Do you know what you need to do? You have a bunch of ferret cages in your garage. Put to ferret number one, get a little spent cobalt 60 from a nuclear cancer treatment center, blast a little ferret. Bugs get worse, give it to the next ferret. Pass it through 10 times the ferrets. Guess what? The last ferret has got a bioweapon. It's been genetically modified, and it'll kill a lot of people. So people say, oh, you have to have a big lab. No, you need a garage. That's it. You need a garage. And people say, oh, it's really impossible to do it. I say, these little powers that have smart people that have training in biological weapons and bacteria and virology and genetic engineering, this is child's play. This is not complicated. The reason why they don't do it is there's three reasons. Number one, they're decent people, whatever their religious background, which is why it's hard
to even
get...
At least they're not crazy enough to want to do it.
Exactly. That's why most Muslims are decent people, despite some of the things that are said in the Quran. Number two, you got to really push them. That's why they have the FBI even pushing these maniacs to get them to do terrorism, because their normal human compunctions, despite the scriptures in the Quran, they don't want to do it. They just say, no, I don't want to do that, man. I'm not going to do that. Even though they bombed indiscriminately my country and killed my brother, who was an EMT, that was at a wedding party, and they blew them up with drones and so on, because there was one guy there they thought might have been on their watch list. I mean,
they don't want to get chewed up.
To be honest with you, the CIA has to foster these catastrophes to create them. That's what's so disgusting about this, is that they can't even get homegrown terrorists by doing horrifying things to other countries. And I'll tell you, if they did to Americans, North Europeans, Americans, they mess with us, man, we're coming to kill them all. We're not just going to mess around. These people in these other countries, they're pretty damn passive. You mess with us, and that includes our government, you're going to get you'd better have the devil after us rather than us, American citizens, because let me tell you, we're innovative. We'll make weapons a lot more dangerous than damn guns, and we're coming for you. And if you think it's going to be a real easy rollover, we're just going to pass it to the Supreme Court and start grabbing people's guns, yeah, we'll give them back to you, plus a lot of, nastier than guns, one bullet and one weapon and one pulse at a time. Have a nice day. And if you think we won't release this technology, think again. And if you think you're just going to kill us and it's going to stop, and believe me, if I just disappear from the air and you say, well, where's Deagle? Oh, they took him out. Rise up. Rise up and take this place. Rise up and repent of being passive. Rise up. Don't take anything. I saw right now this show called Mr. Robot, who's a hacktivist who can't socially interact, and he had a show on Amazon TV, and they got season 2 coming up July 13th. People need to understand, they're setting us up for biometrics. They're setting us up for famine. They're setting up for resilient cities. They're setting us up for population control. They're setting up for superior gametes to reproduce.
Look what they're doing to Trump right now. The media is full. Oh, well, he fired his campaign chief, but it's too little, too late, and he's way behind in fundraising.
What a pile of garbage.
$8 billion. He can write a check.
I'm donating. Listen, he actually sent me an email yesterday and said, for every dollar you donate, I'm going to double it and put it in. I'm doing that, too. And he hit a record just since yesterday, a record amount of donations. he's going to outspend these idiots, including Hillary Clinton. And Hillary thinks that all the money she's getting from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Arab Emirates, and these other global maniacs. Let me tell you, we're not going to put up with this crap.
Well, if they don't replace Hillary after the convention with Joe Biden, Donald Trump is going to eat her alive.
It doesn't matter. I think the system is so damn corrupt, and this is what I'm worried about. If she's not indicted by August, she will be president, and there will be a revolution in America. That's what I see coming. I don't see this as being a nice situation. They're going to try to steal it from Trump. And if Hillary becomes president, all hell is going to break loose in this country.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've got to let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My side is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
Hold your breath and count to ten.
earth move, and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end.
Back. Now I'm just reading a little report here, and I should post it up to see that people see how cold it is down there in Australia and Southern Hemisphere. What I'm proposing, and again this is based on my analysis of it, is the exact opposite of what you mentioned, Tim. I see the collapse of the European system. I don't think they can go back and just print money like the Greeks starting to print the drachma again. What I see happening is a collapse to create a super state. And this new super state, which will have no national borders, will accept Turkey as a member. Number two, they'll have to print their own money backed by gold, and it will now create a very powerful, very resurgent super state that will be a United States of Europe. Because remember,
with 50 with the million Turks inside right. of Germany and the rest.
Right, and here's a virtual guarantee. Let me finish. What I'm thinking is going to happen is this. That they're actually creating a controlled demolition to create this super state that is going to be Muslimified. Because remember, the Vatican is pushing for Islam, and they want to have the super state tied directly to Islam. And what I see happening is the exact opposite of what people are predicting. You're not going to see Greeks selling cheese and so on with a drachma again. You're not going to see French creating enough currency out of nowhere, not backed by gold, that can actually keep their economy going. They're already... You know, no one's going to lend them money or allow them to just print currency and exchange it with other currencies in the world on an equal footing. They don't have Bretton Woods like they did after the Second World War. This isn't going to work. What will happen is Europe will collapse into a super state and then become a, quote...
Well, okay. That's a possibility. But, and by the way, we should tell people we were talking on the break. Latest poll shows the leave vote is at 49%. Remain in the EU is at 42%. Here's the thing. Here's my point.
Ooh, that's
scary. Planning
to
ride a tiger and actually riding a tiger are two very different things. The globalists may have that as their grand plan. I don't think it's going to work because people aren't going to put up with even
remember
more.
Remember that British Indian poem that the woman that rode the tiger and had a smile? Soon the smile was inside the tiger. Soon the tiger had the woman and the smile inside him.
Folks, get right with God. We're in really difficult times.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot nasty before it becomes catastrophic. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Be ready, pray, and prepare.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.